Very live. Ah. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the WAN Show. I actually had the best day ever.
You're lying.
No, really. So for me, it's not about how my day was, because my day was terrible.
I heard a lot of swearing.
Yeah, there was... Oh, yeah, I guess I was.
I heard, like, a loud swear. Like, I thought someone, like, got their toe smashed or something.
No. So what happened there was I actually spilled water into the underside of the back plate of not one, but multiple GPUs that are all attached together with this big, like, manifold. So the GPU stack of Titan Vs.
Yeah, when they're all attached that way, they're not cheap GPUs.
And they're not easy to get at and dry out.
That tower's, like, this big. You just, like, rock it, like, drain.
Yeah, it was not a lot of fun. But the reason that today was a great day...
Got your stress ball here.
Stress ball going. The reason today was a great day was that we came through in the end. That's all that matters to me. Okay. That video is done.
Yeah, but we were supposed to do another one.
That video is... We were supposed to do two more. But that video is done. Wait.
No, we're supposed to get 7 and we got 6.
Right. Yeah, so we're good. Yeah. And that video is done.
Not good.
And it's for a good cause. And I have more good news. So this is a bit of a spoiler for the video. Sorry, I keep creeping closer to James. I'm trying to maintain our 1 to 2 meters here.
Stay away.
This is a bit of a spoiler for the video, but it's like an ultimate folding at home machine. So we're using the 6 workstations, 1 CPU rig to run folding at home. And it's also kind of like a quick and easy guide for how you guys can get set up folding, preferably, of course, for the LTT folding team. But it actually doesn't matter that much as long as you're folding. The folding project is contributing to the COVID-19 pandemic right now. So it's totally a good cause.
Contributing to combating it.
Yes, thank you.
It's a Friday. We got all weekend to set our machines up, so remember to do that.
Yep.
I have to admit, I haven't set mine up.
It even has a setting in the app so that you can tell it, don't operate when I'm actually using my computer.
Yeah.
Because, well, that used to be a problem where you would set it to a low priority, but it would still kind of derp when you're trying to play a game and stuff. So now it's just, you can set it so that when your machine's idle, it'll run, and when it's not, it won't run.
If I already have that folding at home app.
Get the latest client.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just make sure you get the latest client. So what's really cool, though, is that in us trying to do this, what we discovered is that the folding project has a big problem. The problem is that it's basically 10x'd since the COVID-19 thing took off, and they've got so many users that are trying to submit completed work units that their servers are choking on it. So what's awesome is that in doing this project, we found this problem because we were getting terrible numbers out of 6 Titan Vs and 56 CPU cores. And we were like, what's going on? And it turns out we weren't able to submit. So we actually contacted them, and we are working with them to roll our own server.
Hold on, so what's the flow then? We're solving little puzzles on our machine here. And
like, we're solving protein folding simulations, basically.
And once they're done, you have to submit them.
Yes.
To go to the server elsewhere to be like verified or just like put into an archive or something.
Exactly, where they can actually analyze them and see if the data is useful. They've run out of bandwidth. And so we contacted them and we're like, hey, so we want to do this video showing this, but we can't even show this ultimate folding rig because we can't submit enough work units. Is there a way for us to set up a folding recipient server here at our office? And they were like, yes. So part two of this project, which should actually be easier than the one we just did because that machine has been sitting in mothballs for ages and was kind of broken. But part two is we're actually going to be building a server utilizing our 10 gig connection here. So we'll partition off a big chunk of it. And then you need a bunch of storage. You need a big fat internet pipe. And we will actually be able to contribute on the other side of the equation. No, there's another level, sir.
We're pretty set up to do that. That's pretty good.
Yeah, so we got in touch with our ISP to put some security stuff in place to make it so that when we do that, it's not going to open us up to just any unnecessary vulnerabilities. We're like, hey, just doing our due diligence. Let's make sure we're doing this right. And they go, oh, wow, that sounds like a really cool project. We'd love to get involved. I can't share too many details, but there could be a part three where we 10x it again.
Okay.
And anyway, so
would that be on this site or a different site?
It would be off-site here. We can't We can't get a 100 gigabit pipe in here. I mean, maybe we could, but we're not.
Wow, that's crazy. That's how many servers do they have now?
I actually don't know.
Like several?
I have no idea, but my understanding is it's multiple servers and they're all just running like gigabit connections.
Yeah.
So we would be contributing. So we would be contributing hardware, and we'd obviously be trying to find partners to help us build up these servers. And then our ISP is working with some of their partners to help us get bandwidth. And then I'm trying to work with a drive provider. I've reached out to Seagate. They might be interested to get the storage that we need. And then we'd basically try to have these rolled for the next. I mean, those guys are probably going to want their stuff back eventually. And, you know, once there's some big breakthroughs in COVID-19, we might not need all this computational power for that project. But we'd like to keep it rolled out for at least a little while.
Man, it'd be amazing if this community contributed significantly to a breakthrough like that.
I mean, it has on other projects. So it's a really important thing. Like, if you're going to use your idle cycles for something, better that than crypto mining, quite frankly.
That's wicked.
Oh, we should totally talk about what we're going to talk about on the show today.
Yeah,
the WAN show. Hey, got him. DirectX 12 Ultimate unveiled. Xbox Series X specs unveiled.
Those two things hand in glove.
Yes, that's right. What else we got?
GameStop apparently thinks they're an essential service and shouldn't have to close.
Lordy.
That's interesting.
And, also, beware of folding at home phishing and malware. Not the real one. So you Google folding at home, you go to that website, the first hit, and you download the client off there, but there have been some scams going around. Just like this scam rolling our intro. Boom!
You're just, like, wired for Segway.
I know, right?
You just can't turn off Segway.
My battery never dies, James. Rahisa says, Linus, you were on a Pulseway ad. I actually do know that because I was on set for 2 days.
Oh, yeah, you were there when they filmed you there.
Yeah, I was there, believe it or not.
True.
That must be going really well for them.
They
seem to have put a lot of spend behind that spot.
Sweet.
All right, so you know what? I think one of the first things I'd like to address, I wasn't on the show last week. Where the heck was I last week? What was I doing?
Where were you last week? Luke is self-isolating.
Yes, because he thought he might have been exposed.
He's a couple of degrees of separation away from somebody who was confirmed, I think.
Okay, got
it. So he's playing it safe.
Yeah.
Where the heck were you?
I don't know. Okay, it doesn't matter. Anyway, I wasn't on last week, so I want to take this opportunity to talk about...
You went home early.
Oh, that's right. Yep, I remember where I was. So I had a bit of a situation with my cat who got... it was an accident, but I still consider it to be a fairly negligent thing to do.
The law calls that manslaughter.
Yeah, when it's a man. So we call it cat slaughter. But my cat was killed by my children's caretaker last Friday. She accidentally ran him through the clothes dryer. So if you follow me on Twitter, you'll already know about that. We did our best. Yvonne left work immediately after we found out, took him to the vet. They had him in the oxygen chamber and everything. Like, we were just like, look, he's a young cat. Quite honestly, like, just do whatever you need to do. Our vet's really good. Like, they wouldn't send us a, you know, $15,000 bill. They're not idiots. But in fact, our vet is amazing. I'm not going to call out her name because I don't know if she would want me to. She's kind of more of a private person. But I will say, massive shout out to Fraser Heights Animal Hospital. Those guys are awesome. The guy that runs it is actually a long, long time family friend, and his staff is amazing. They're all amazing, just great people there. But
it was a real test in professionalism because I was speaking to the editor. We happened to be filming a video while this was unfolding, and Yvonne left and then was messaging Linus all these updates of this evolving situation. And obviously Linus was really affected by it, but then we kept having to go, okay, high energy level, make a video that people are gonna want to watch. And I spoke to the editor of that video and he was like, it was traumatizing to watch like Linus keep getting these updates. And then you eventually left.
Yeah,
that's why you weren't on the show.
So we decided to go just because it's our, like, sort of our son's cat, and we basically decided that whether he lived or died at this point, so he was like...
The cat.
Yeah, whether the cat lived or died, he was like in an oxygen chamber, his breathing was elevated, his kidneys and liver were both damaged according to the blood work that they did.
Brain swelling as well.
Yeah, we needed to be there to let our son know because he was like his cat. He sleeps in his bed every night and like he's the first thing. So we were at Disneyland a little while ago and the first thing that my son said when we were on our way back from the airport was, I want to see Shadow. And I was like, you know, great. I mean, at that time that was possible. So anyway, that's what I was dealing with last Friday. So that's why I wasn't on Wen's show. We actually got the call when we were driving home and we were only a few minutes after my son arrived home. So he didn't have time to kind of ask too many questions and we just kind of took them all upstairs and explained what happened. And
sorry, you got the call that the cat had passed?
Yeah.
Okay, so by the time you had to explain to your kids, it's not like you told them one thing and then...
No, I was driving up 184 and the vet actually texted Yvonne, so she was checking her text in the passenger seat and said, hey, it looks like his breathing's normalizing a little bit. We've got him in the oxygen chamber.
Oh, boy.
And then she called 15 seconds after she texted.
Oh.
He's gone.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so she said it seemed to happen really suddenly. He was hopped up on all kinds of meds. She figures he probably didn't feel a thing, but...
I mean, he suffered enough.
Definitely had suffered enough by that point in time. So, yeah. Anyway...
Yeah, we promise the whole show is not going to be that grim.
Yeah, I'm really sorry. I mean, I will say that it has... I don't know, I've just had a lot of perspective-changing experiences lately. So the perspective change that I had here was, like, you know what? Accidents can happen to anyone, but, you know, I know myself well enough for a fact to know that if I was there taking care of my kids, you know, my furry kids would be fine too. So Yvonne and I have both actually resolved to, at least unless we find a unicorn caretaker for the kids, someone amazing, we're both cutting back to 80% days here in the office, and we're going to be doing one day a week each with the kids and getting more family help. So our kids are just going to be raised by family moving forward if we're able to. Anyway, one of the other things that I haven't addressed on Wen's show because I wasn't here last week is a lot of people have asked, hey, are you guys open? So what is Linus Media Group doing in order to keep its staff safe? Because obviously that's a top priority for us, not only just for ourselves. Quite frankly, Linus Media Group is a super young company. I don't think we have anyone here over 40. Actually, our accountant,
I think he's like 43.
But we don't have anyone really with any significant risk factors. But just because you don't personally have any risk factors doesn't mean that this isn't a big deal, because you could easily transmit to someone who does. And it hasn't been demonstrated that being young is a huge risk factor, but being very young is obviously a big risk factor. We've got a couple people here on staff that do have very young kids now. I don't know if they've talked about it publicly, so I'm not going to...
I have a baby. She's like 9 months.
Okay, there you go.
There's one.
So I don't know how private people are about these things, so I try not to be the one to kind of break that sort of news. But so what are we doing? Obviously, mandatory hand sanitization, hand washing after any time you're basically interacting with anything else that someone else is interacting with.
And when you first get to the building, we're trying to be really militant about people heading straight to the sink. Like, let's say you're walking in carrying your lunch. You don't put your lunch in the fridge and then go wash your hands.
Nope.
Drop your lunch. Don't touch that fridge handle. I've been on people. On people.
Yep. So we're doing that. Anyone who can work from home, we've had them working from home. We've had probably about half of our staff in here, which is kind of nice, to be honest, because it makes the whole social distancing thing a lot easier. Anyone with symptoms, they are being immediately sent home, any kinds of symptoms. So we're not just limiting it to COVID things like fever. My understanding is that...
someone who works here.
Is it sneezing or...
Oh,
is
I thought you were going to say, what's his name?
No, there's some respiratory illness symptoms that are not necessarily COVID related, but just anything that looks like respiratory illness. We're having people get out of here and go into quarantine immediately. Typically, I've been of the position that the salaries that we pay are good enough that if people need to take the occasional sick day, they can just take a sick day and they'll eat that. But what we've done as an exception during this exceptional time is we've implemented a sick pay policy. So people, we basically put aside kind of a fund that if it runs out, we will reevaluate. But for now, we've put a bucket of money and basically told people, like, look, don't abuse this. This is for people to make sure that if they're exposed to something, or they think they're exposed to something, or they have any symptoms whatsoever, that they're able to self-quarantine for 2 weeks. So we're making sure that people are not going to be falling behind on their rent or anything. I was reading a really horrible article earlier this week about someone who basically got laid off because their restaurant shut down, and they told their landlord, and their landlord was like, well, then you better get another job. Like, what job? The economy is shutting down. So for us, the main thing, our mandate internally, is we're going to be following all of the guidance that comes from the BC provincial government. So right now we are in compliance with everything that they're rolling out. And if they roll out a lockdown or they say non-essential businesses need to close, then we will cross that bridge when we get to it. It might end up being, you know, Riley wipes down a camera, takes it home and writes and shoots TechLinked at home. It maybe sends the files to one of our editors, then they edit it at home. We're going to make videos. I don't think it'll be at the volume that we're doing now, because, like, the cold hard truth for me is that this is a huge deal, but also life needs to go on. And, like, come on, we're a tech company. There's no excuse for us to not be able to use technology to do our jobs. Like, there's certain professions, there's certain industries that are not going to be able to work around this, but we should have that power. So we're going to do our best to make sure that everyone is staying at work.
You actually really did surprise me on Monday. Every Monday we have a Monday morning meeting. That's an all-hands meeting. Everyone in the company is in one big room. And even though only half the amount of people were here on Monday, we had everyone who was in the building had the meeting virtually. Everyone was at their own desk,
yep,
like teamsing in to this big video chat. I kind of thought, I was like, is it really that big of a deal? But it's true. If we were all in that room, we would have to be at least within 3 feet of each other. And that was just a little thing that was cumbersome, but it reduced our risk factors.
Yep. And we do have a couple people who think that they might have been exposed at some point. So those people are currently taking advantage of, they're currently utilizing the sick pay policy that we've put in place to deal with this problem. I wanted to make sure that people don't have any incentive to be here if they shouldn't be here. That's the thing.
Not like in normal circumstances, if you had a bit of a sore throat or a little annoying
or
cough,
a little tummy ache or something,
you'd probably just come in. But in this case, we don't want that.
Yeah.
You shouldn't. Yeah.
You know what?
You
know what I really hope? I hope that the one good thing that comes out of all of this is that we all take a moment. Did you see those pictures from Venice, Italy, of the water running clear?
Yeah, and apparently there's, like, dolphins getting closer and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that was absolutely incredible. There's few things that bother me more than an in-person briefing or an in-person presentation for some new product or something when it could have just as easily been done as a WebEx presentation.
It really will be interesting to see how many companies realize, wow, actually working from home made us more productive and it's just cheaper for us, and half our company should be doing this at all times.
And I haven't shaken hands with anyone at a public event, except like when I have like a very derp moment because I'm exhausted or whatever, in years. Strongly recommend it. I haven't gotten sick in years. I hope handshaking goes
away. I wonder to what extent this will change our culture permanently from here on out.
That's what I was just thinking about that the other day. Like all the teleconferencing that people are doing, the way that all these companies are switching to just doing their product announcements online, like, the problem that I see, like the thing that I see that could ruin it, is that if they do all this stuff online and they all have a terrible year, because it's going to be a terrible year,
they won't be able to parse those apart.
The people who are going to be hurt the most are the people that are in your blue collar labor jobs or service industry jobs where nobody's going out, right? You can't bring people together to manufacture something. You can't have people sitting together enjoying meals together. So how are those people going to have jobs? Those guys are going to be hurt really, really badly, and they're not going to be able to buy stuff. So what I worry is that companies are going to see, oh, our sales sucked when we did all these product launches online, and correlate something that may not be correlated. Maybe when the economy recovers next year or the year after, who knows how long we're going to be in this for. Maybe if they stayed the course with this, We could actually just reduce our dependence on air travel. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, well, environmentally, that's a huge, huge suck.
It's going to be rough for anyone who's hoping to buy American Airlines in the dip, but yeah, we'll see how that goes for you. maybe we should get on to
one
of our tech topics. Yeah. Sorry, I guess I feel like I got a little bit off topic, but people don't seem to mind for the most part. Mario Madness. Yeah, I used to get sick at CES every year. I stopped shaking hands. That was it. And I would carry around hand sanitizer, and anytime I like derped and I was like, oh shoot, I forgot I don't shake hands anymore. Hand sanitized. Stopped getting sick, period. Also, not touching my face.
So are we all gonna grow our hair out for the summer or what?
I'm gonna get my wife to cut it.
We won't even be able to notice the difference, probably.
I was just thinking.
Funnier than you.
Yeah. All right. I was just thinking about that the other day. How do I go get a haircut while maintaining my social distancing bubble?
I got a huge unibrow now. Surprise, guys. I get my eyebrows did. It's not going to be possible. Hey, how are you? Sorry.
Yeah, sure.
You might really want to get into tech, but
we will talk about the Xbox.
How are you staying fit?
Beat Saber.
Okay.
So I wasn't able to play badminton on Monday. I had actually already skipped last week for some reason or another. So I haven't been playing badminton, which is my primary form of exercise.
Do you plan to continue, even though you're social distancing?
Badminton?
Yeah, it's pretty...
Well, badminton's pretty social distancing. I had planned to continue to play, but just maintain a big bubble, sanitize my hands in between matches, because you do touch the shuttle, and everyone touches the shuttle. And then no high fives at the end of the game, so that was kind of my plan. Maybe switch to playing singles instead of playing doubles, so I don't have to be close to anyone.
Yeah.
But the place that I play at, that my friend runs, they shut down for 2 weeks at least. So I don't really even have anywhere to play.
Backyard?
So, backyard badminton. What do I look like, a white person to you? Excuse me. What? Backyard badminton. It's not even the same game.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so I got two plans. One is I'm going to be playing Beat Saber every other day for at least half an hour. Have you played?
I'm sure it's a cardio workout.
It is phenomenal.
I've played DDR, like fast.
Okay.
It's cardio.
Yeah, it's phenomenal workout. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to put some badminton lines in my garage just with tape, like on the concrete slab there. And then there's footwork drills that you can do that are really brutal. Have you seen the size of a badminton court, right?
Yeah.
So there's a really great drill where you just take a couple shuttles and you put them in one of the very far corners. And then what you do is as fast as you can, you lunge around the court, picking them up all the way off the ground, and then back to center, and then pick a corner, and then you go and put it down in that corner, like put it down gently, because what it really trains you to do is do controlled lunges and then push off strong back off of it. Mm. And so you do what is effectively 12 sets. So you grab one and take it, grab the other, take it, grab that, put it somewhere else, grab that, put it somewhere else, and then you go back to start.
Do you typically do drills like that?
When you're training, yes.
Do you, though?
But when I'm just playing, no. No, I don't really
bother. Maybe you'll come back a better player. Like Lance Armstrong after cancer and drugs.
I would love to. I would love to. It should be doable, because that is one of my biggest issues, is that I don't work out. I just play really hard. And I don't play enough for that to really maintain me.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm doing all right, but like
I'm screwed. All my things are high contact.
Oh yeah, jujitsu is like.
Jujitsu is like I went a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, it's like someone's face on your face.
Right.
I went kind of when this was popping off and people were starting to wonder what they should cut out of their lives. And I go there and like within the first few minutes, I got someone spit on me. Like the guy's kind of lispy and like some spit like landed here. I was like, this is done. This is over.
This is over.
Then if you lift weights, that's over. Yoga group class, that's over. Like, I can't do anything. I might go for a jog, and I hate jogging.
I hate jogging so much.
I'll go for sprints. Sprinting's fun.
I have bad knees. So jogging is, like, the worst. Basically, the worst thing you can do to your knees is jog around in the city, like, on the pavement.
Yeah. I won't do pavement.
Yeah. So, actually, okay, here's another personal update. I swear to you, we will talk tech at some point. So I don't know if I told you, but I did end up going and seeing the orthopedic surgeon about my knee.
Yeah.
And it turns out that I have a meniscus tear, and it looks like it is probably not going to heal. So there's like the red tissue and then the white tissue that doesn't have as much blood flow. And if the tear goes into the white tissue, then...
Is the red tissue also meniscus or only white?
It is meniscus, but okay. It's like more likely to heal. It's at the outside.
Because of blood.
Yeah, because there's blood flow there. And basically what he thinks, the MRI was not conclusive, but what he thinks is that there's a tear there that might be kind of like a hangnail. So if he just went in and like kind of clipped it off, it would stop kind of moving around and bothering me. And then maybe he can put back together the part that's torn, and that would totally fix it with just two little holes, and I'd be off my feet. I'd be on crutches for 6 weeks. But
that's a long time.
That's
man.
A long time to be on crutches, especially in my job. Like I actually move around a lot at work.
Upstairs and downstairs. Carrying products around.
Like some people sort of talk about like, oh, how's Linus look so fit? I play badminton once a week for 2 hours, and I move around a lot at work. This is like a 10,000 square foot warehouse, and more than probably anyone else, I am upstairs grabbing something, downstairs checking in with someone, grabbing a bunch of products from the warehouse over there, taking that back up to my office, opening them all up, putting them down, picking them up. Like,
and you're the type of person who often chooses to run up the stairs.
Oh yeah, I do things fast. I always do things fast. I always walk fast, take two stairs at a time, all that kind of little stuff. It makes such a difference. I remember one of the most life-changing moments for me was in my sports psychology class, like sports psychology 100 in university. And the professor basically said, you know how to have a six pack? Just flex your stomach all the time. Just when you're walking around, just flex your stomach all the time. I haven't done a sit up in 3 years, at least. But it's just like, that's what you do. Just everything you do, do it hard. Mm. And I was like, oh. And I'm not in great shape. I could have better cardio, and particularly my legs. Like, I think if I do those footwork drills, I will come back like way better. But just little things make such a big difference.
So they say that Okinawans in Japan live the longest. One of the contributing factors is that they don't sit at tables and chairs like this to eat. They dine on the ground. They sit on the floor, right?
Right.
And when you're just standing, going from, imagine my grandma. In the West, so many of our elderly people are overweight. Like, getting cross-legged and then standing up would be like a trial. Probably have to lean out and grab something.
Yeah.
If you did that 100 times in a day, oh, your longevity just...
Yeah, that's a good point. Okay, we will talk tech. I swear
but
to
wait,
you.
Wait. I'm just joking. Just joking.
Stephane Dubois, weird flex, but okay.
I was actually impressed by that.
That's what I look like. I'm not, like, I don't have a lot of pudge because you do a lot of cardio and just hold yourself.
Do you think you eat well?
No.
Because you go to, like, A&W. How many times a week do you go to A&W? Or fast food like that?
Okay, guys, to be clear, Canadian A&W is not the same as American A&W. I would not eat that garbage. But Canadian A&W is actually a lot better. It's still fast food, to be very clear.
It's burgers and fries.
It's burgers and fries, though. Or onion rings. There's some veggies in there.
Oh, yeah, I get the onion rings.
So my biggest thing over the last year is I've cut out sugary drinks, including fruit juice. I basically don't touch it anymore. And
that is such a huge thing. I feel like that's easy.
It's not that easy.
I think it's easier than, like, for me, if I have to choose, I'm like, do I want to eat a whole bag of chips and slam an ice cream or have pop? I'm going to cut out pop. That's going to be way easier for me.
I love orange juice.
Really?
I love Tropicana, lots of pulp, orange juice. Oh, man.
It's good, but like.
I love it so much.
Once you cut something like that, do you find that you look at it and you're like, that's disgusting. I don't need that anymore.
No, I still love orange juice.
You still
and
see it?
And I love that. I love that Nestea, man.
Oh, your childhood.
I can put back like.
You probably had so much.
I can put back a 2 liter of Nestea in like a single meal. Like I'll make bathroom trips, but like, oh, I love that stuff
so much.
Ice cold, man.
That's
ice cold.
Crazy.
Love it. So no, I wouldn't say that I eat particularly well, but I also try not to just like go out of my way to eat garbage. So I mostly don't eat like cookies and ice cream and like some of my favorite things, like I used to. But the big one is probably just cutting out sugary drinks.
Don't read any chats. That's why we keep not talking about tech.
Yeah, no. I swear to you guys, I'm going to do this. Okay, here we go. Xbox Series X specs announced. This was posted by Vegetable Stew on the forum. So, the CPU is going to be 8 Zen 2 cores at 3.8 gigahertz, or 3.6 with SMT, apparently. So, SMT, formerly known as Intel Hyperthreading, but now that AMD has it, we're going back to the generic non-Kleenex name. We're going with
the
tissue paper, you know, name.
Like the variable refresh rate compared to G-Sync.
That's right. So, it means 2 threads, or actually more. Is it IBM that does 4 threads per core on some of their CPUs? I think so. But it means multiple threads per core so that the pipeline never gets empty. And there is a power toll there, so that would explain why they might need to drop the frequency down a little bit depending on what the console is doing. Yeah, okay. That's right. 7 nanometer. So basically, this is like a Ryzen 9, whatever, the Ryzen 7 something or other. I can't remember which one the 8-core, like, 3 high gigahertz one is. The GPU is going to be a 12 teraflop 52 compute unit, 1.825 gigahertz custom RDNA 2 graphics card. It's going to have 16 gigs of GDDR6 memory, so it looks like we're seeing a return of shared memory between the GPU and the rest of the system.
And by the way, that memory spec is the same as the PS5, but those previous specs, CPU and GPU, are actually a little lower than the PS5. The PS5 is clocked lower than that, and it has 2 fewer teraflops than that on the GPU side.
Ooh, interesting.
Get a suck!
Interesting. Storage is going to be 1 terabyte of custom NVMe SSD. Why are they doing a custom SSD? Just use M.2. Why?
Yeah, especially considering, like, my first thought was maybe it's just the design of the thing so that it fits in this really tight chassis that they're making. But M.2 is tiny.
It's tiny.
There's no way.
You're already just a computer. Okay, other than the shared graphics memory for the CPU. So we get a 4K UHD Blu-ray drive, 120 FPS support.
I'm interested in the 4K the 4K Blu-ray drive.
But why?
Because I want, now
don't
that
you
I'm,
have Plex? Get good.
I don't have gigabit.
Get good. You don't have gigabit? Like, you
I
don't
just
have
got
gigabit
fiber.
Networking in your house? Oh, no,
my
you
building
don't
just
need...
got fiber, so I have, I think, 150 up and down.
Oh, okay. No. So you can run your Plex thing in a closet, though.
No, but I don't have a Plex server. I have an account. My friend has one, and I, like, am on there.
Okay. Well, okay, so...
Wait, hold on. Be careful what you say here, because you're about this close to James getting upgraded for a video.
Okay, so my point is that the better way, if you're going to, like, watch a blue... Because it really is the best way to watch a movie, especially if you have a nice TV, which I believe you upgraded your TV.
I have an OLED.
Yeah, you've got a nice TV.
And by the way, I bought my OLED from a liquidation auction sale from, like, something gets returned to Best Buy.
I remember that.
Yeah, I remember it had a little scratch about this big.
It was tiny.
On the front.
Yeah.
And I remember, I looked at the photos before I bought on the auction, and I was like, oh, that scratch. It was kind of an extreme close-up photo, so I had no scale for the scratch.
Yeah.
I didn't know if it was this long or this long. I didn't know where. If it was in the top corner, in the middle, I didn't know at all. I show up there, and it's, like, right there in the middle. Like, on this screen, it would be, like, here. And it's, like, about a centimeter long. And I was like, and then they gave me the option.
Really? You don't have to take it?
You can leave it, take it or leave it. And I took it. And then, like, when I got home, I was like, why did I take this? And you'll remember I came into your office because I was doing a bunch of research on how to fill in scratches like that.
Oh, yeah.
There's a bunch of techniques on the internet.
Yeah. You wanted to make a video out of it, but then I think you wanted me to sacrifice a different TV so that we could find out the right method so that you could do it on yours.
No. Okay. You said, we'll do it on your TV, but if it breaks, you're just screwed. And
I did say that.
No, we'll do it on my TV, and if it breaks, then, like, you have to pay for it or replace it or something. I was like,
right.
I get nothing out of this. You get a video and I get nothing.
You would have gotten free scratch removal kit or whatever.
It would have been the video that I write. I would have done on the research.
I would have paid you to write it.
Anyway, it's a non-issue. I don't even remember that the scratch exists most of the time, unless I'm watching in a sunny day because the light has to hit it.
Right.
So the
Blu-ray really is the best way to watch a movie, but...
And a 4K Blu-ray player is about $120, $150.
Which is a great value, except that you can just... Okay, so I will confess to you, I don't bother ripping Blu-rays anymore, but much of my Plex library, not all of it, not all of it's possible, not all of it's released yet. Some things I admit I've been lazy about and I'm a little bit behind, but much of my Plex library is physical media backed. but I don't bother ripping them anymore. But the ultimate is ripping real Blu-rays to a Plex server and then just using that to stream the media around your house or out of your house. So I have a good enough connection that from anywhere, I can just watch a full quality Blu-ray copy.
What bitrate is that?
So it goes,
is it like 70?
It goes up to as high as like 80 plus, depending on the movie.
Ooh.
Yeah, so that's, it's pretty heavy. But as long as your server is okay and as long as your connection's good enough, which yours is, as long as you've got like a symmetric fiber connection.
If I was invited to yours and I streamed that, could I ever get that bitrate considering my fiber connection of 150 up and down?
Yeah. I my in-laws are on it.
So you're saying I need to get on that?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm comfortable sharing it with people that I could just as easily share a physical copy with.
I lent you a book and you've had it for like 9 months.
Okay, so that's true. I haven't finished yet. So here's the thing though. That's where I think you end up in this really, really slippery slope. And I know that slippery slope arguments are inherently flawed, but for me, the line is, as long as I have in good faith made every effort to have a physical backed up copy, I don't feel bad about what is effectively not permitted, copying this media and hosting it on my own server for my own consumption. Now,
but you're considering the distribution that you're doing to be within the confines of what you would do with physical media.
Yes. And so it's easy enough to say, okay, well, hey, we all work here together every day. Why don't we all just buy 1/30th of every movie that comes out? Because we could just share them with each other, create a work repository of Blu-rays.
We got a bunch of board games over there.
That's our physically, we do, and people can borrow them. So our physically backed up, you know, digital library that we all share, and it's like, okay, now we're getting pretty close to a torrent site, which is effectively what that is. Now, not always, and actually, yeah, in basically every case, any good quality torrent would be from someone who paid for the content.
Yeah, so, a good quality one, yeah.
Yep. I guess even a bad one. Even a cam. You still paid to be in the theater, technically.
Hey, yeah, like, I guess so.
Yeah, so that's...
Well, unless you work there.
So I don't know. So that's a slippery slope. So my line right now is family.
I'm not offended. You have many employees.
Family.
That's another slippery slope. Someone else might be like, oh, I want to be on it.
Luke's on it, too. So family and Luke. Luke's my exception. He's on my Google Play Music account too. I put him on like literally years ago.
I know. It was on WAN Show recently.
Freaking guy.
You can watch that on the LMG Clips.
Okay.
We're actually
Clips.
Talking about
right.
the specs of this.
Okay, right.
So it has a Blu-ray player that's 4K.
Which I agree is a big deal if you like live in the Stone Age and you like rent Blu-rays at the store or whatever.
You know what though? There's a video store by my place that I would love to support, but they don't have 4K Blu-rays, and they probably don't have them because no one has a 4K Blu-ray player because they cost more. And I'm wondering if when this is really saturated and everyone has a PS5 or Xbox Series X and they all have these players, maybe that store will start stocking more.
Yeah, because the 1S has it, but the 1S I would be interested to see the true numbers, but I suspect the 1S is a relative, like the newer versions of the Xbox.
Like the 1X, S and X.
S and X, I believe, also has it.
No, X is the better one, so it would.
I came out after the S. It was more to do with when they were released, because the original Xbox is actually better than the S, if I recall correctly. Is it, or are they the same performance? I can't remember. Is the S just a smaller one?
No. The S has, I think, a better hard drive, and then the X was a stronger so that you can play 4K.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, yeah, so I would suspect that because those didn't come until later in the life cycle, a lot of the Xboxes out there do not have these 4K UHD Blu-ray players. So once we have a new console that gets, you know, a year or two into its life cycle, yeah, I think we could expect your local movie rental store, if it still exists,
yeah,
to have...
If they make it through this slump.
Right?
That's the type of business that might not make it through.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, streaming. Like, if I'm Netflix right now, I'm laughing. If I'm Disney, I'm laughing a lot less. Because Disney Plus, I'm laughing, but my theme parks, I am... Oh boy, I'm not laughing. We are never going to get through these specs. Did you see they were talking about reopening Disney World?
Why?
With like reimagined visitor experiences or something like that. Like they were working on it, basically. I was like, how are you going to do that? That doesn't make any sense. And I don't know, who would go?
How did this hit the media?
Like, that seems like something someone's thinking about long-term, but they would never have announced yet.
Yeah, maybe. I'm not sure. Okay, let's just ignore that. Let's pretend that never happened. So, potential for 8K resolution, although I would not expect to be gaming at 8K unless we're talking, like, you know, back catalog, like, Xbox 360 games or something like that. Ray tracing technology, although we don't know exactly, you know, what form that's going to take. It certainly won't be using any of NVIDIA's proprietary nonsense. And compatibility with Xbox One accessories. That, to me, is like the coolest thing out of all of that, because everything else was basically expected. What other CPU were they going to use?
ARM.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. We're going back to the... We bought Sony's cell processor unit, made a new cell processor. Get real. You know...
Remember the Killzone 2 trailer?
Yeah. 120 FPS? Wow. What a big surprise that an HDMI 2.1 connection can run 120 FPS. Saying 8K or 120 FPS doesn't mean anything, because we don't know what actual details the game is running at. You could go get an Xbox 360, and if you had an HDMI 2.1 output, you could run a game at 8K 120 FPS. It might be Pong, but those are just
the smoothest moving balls.
Right, the highest resolution Pong of all time. That ball, so round.
It's like that ball
so
is coming
round.
Right at my face.
Yeah. But that doesn't mean anything. To me, the fact that they are finally stopping this practice where we just get milked on rebuying the same plastic controller.
Especially when it's the same controller.
Especially when it's basically the same.
They perfected that controller. I have four of them. I don't want to buy four more.
Exactly.
And they're expensive.
Exactly.
$60, $80.
So whether they did it through an adapter or whether they just made it natively compatible doesn't matter to me, as long as there's some way to keep using them. Because that's one of the coolest things about the PC, is that I can still use my Logitech Dual Action that I bought in high school. Because why not? It's just a USB connection. Everyone's just using USB. And so if you're going to just use industry standards, then just use them. It's just a driver. It's just that's all it is. Just load it on there. So they're finally doing it. Kudos to Microsoft.
Your pills.
Love it.
Is that the last thing in the bullet? I'm looking at your screen, even though I have this here.
I'm calm.
Was that the last
I'm
thing?
Completely calm. Well, I have to talk through the sponsors. Do you want to do the Vessi demo with me, or should I let Nick go first?
Nick,
what can I do for you?
We have a store.
Oh, that's right, LTT.
Even in these trying times.
What store is that?
Yeah, we actually have a couple things in stock even. We've got the water bottles back in stock, which is pretty sick. We've got
this
their
one?
Back.
The black on black?
Black and orange. Do we have black and orange?
Black and orange, yes. Black and black, no, not right now.
Okay. Oh,
they're coming back soon.
What's happening? There we go. So yeah, we've got black and gold. This one is sick. This one's actually
you
selling
guys
really
stickers?
Well. We have black and white. We're still giving away stickers with every order, right? Yep.
This is the most creative way to arrange your stickers.
And have we loaded up some of those just like old items? Not yet.
We said we were going to talk about that next week.
Oh, okay. Apparently we're going to talk about that
but
next week.
We have very limited quantities of the Swacket available again.
Yep. So guys, we did not do another run of it, and we are not planning to do another. I mean, should we do another run of it?
Probably not.
Are we still engaged with that factory, or did we find that they weren't very good?
Well, no. It's all good. Just,
okay.
No, we're not doing another
run. But we're not doing another run. Okay, we're not doing another run of the Swacket. You heard it from Nick. It's, you know, if you want to complain about it, that's going to be at @Nick_LMG, I think,
just
on Twitter.
LMG.
Yeah, just blow him up, all right? Blow him up.
Nick
@NickLMG. LMG.
Yeah, no underscore.
Yeah, no underscore.
Promote me right if you're going to promote me at all.
Underwear is still in stock, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
3XL, I think, is out.
3XL is out. All right. Sorry. Sorry, big boys.
Going commando.
We'll get you covered. We'll get you covered again later. And for all of those of you who were just really hoping for this, the cable ties are in fact still available. I know. You can see there's so much demand. I can't even load this page quickly right now.
We haven't even talked about how this is the first time you're seeing the new store on Wancho.
Oh, that's right. Did they not show it last week?
I think they did.
Oh, yeah, the redesigned store. Well, no, I mean, I had obviously seen it
before we launched
it.
I actually haven't spent time on here.
So it has the, like, carousel style. Oops.
Wait a second, it's more than one page.
Yeah, I know, right? So it has this rotating thing up here.
I like the LTT logo in line work there. That's cool.
Yep. So that's cool. And then it's got like our favorites, which is sort of like a combination of like top sellers or things that are limited time or, you know, whatever else or new. Then there's clothing and gear, and we're going to hope to add a lot more stuff over the next little bit. But as you guys know, it's been an extremely challenging time. I mean, even just keeping something as basic as a black t-shirt in stock has not actually been that trivial. So,
yeah, especially last 2 months have been pretty brutal. Yeah. We're trying to get a lot of restocks.
So massive, massive shout out to the team. They're working through it. We've got all kinds of stuff going. Did I ever upload that story about the little squishy thing?
Don't you have that in your hand right now?
No, that's something.
You probably shouldn't, though, because we're like even starting really.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that one, though. All right. Anyway, doesn't matter.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's move on to our sponsors for the show today.
You were also on an episode of Carpool Critics. We talked about Contagion.
Yes, you know what? The shameless self-promotion. If we're going to do it, let's do it, boys. So Carpool Critics is a sort of like, what would we call that? Like an incubator project or like a... like a Skunk Works type of project.
I don't know how it exists in your mind. This is news to me.
I don't know exactly. Basically, Riley, James, and David were really passionate and really excited to do just a movie podcast. And they were like, do you consider this to be a conflicting media? Because in our employment contracts here, we say, look, you can't utilize your Linus Media Group fame and influence to just go and be your own tech YouTuber on the side. That's not really how this works. So we work with people who want to create on their own, like Taryn, for example, where we say, okay, yeah, it can't be conflicting. Or if you feel like it might be conflicting, have a meeting with me about it. Like,
Write a first refusal, basically.
So they brought it to me, write a first refusal, and I think it was a big surprise.
I was like, he's not gonna want it, but all right, we'll have the meeting.
I was like, yeah, because the concept I thought was great. I didn't like the original name or like some of like kind of the direction you guys sort of were pitching it at me from. But what really excited me was I loved hearing these guys just talk about movies really loud when they should be working out in the studio. Because we would get into these spirited discussions that sometimes would make their way over onto Twitter. They would overflow, like, what's a better movie, Hercules or Mulan?
Oh, don't get David started on Disney.
David started, especially on Hercules. He thinks that movie is so much better than it is. He is right. It is better than I thought it was. I rewatched it as an adult. It's actually not. It's not that bad. It's pretty good, but it's not better than Mulan. And I'm not going to be on that episode. I don't think our relationship can take it. But
the origin story was that we carpooled together, and then the carpool ended, so we wanted to keep talking and making you pay for us to do that. But and that's why it's called Carpool Critics. But one of the problems with that name is that a lot of people are like, why isn't this in a car?
Yeah.
And I was like, that was one of the reservations I had about naming it Carpool Critics. But the spirit of the origin is in the name, but we actually record it with good audio quality here in the studio.
Yes, and it will get better. So when we finish the renos, we're going to redo. Actually, we're going to try to integrate the WAN show into the new podcast set. We're going to do Carpool Critics there. We'll get like some disc plates or something so that we can kind of...
Nick and I had a meeting about this today, actually. So we might not always be sitting beside each other in WAN show in the future.
Ooh.
It might be just on you and then camera switches to someone else. Oh,
that kind of change.
I know, it's going to be rough.
I gotta hold on here. I got to hold on. The earth's
shifting. What do you guys
think
about the background? Because we were talking about different options for having different backgrounds. Because let's say you have one room where you're going to use multiple different shows, and they each should have their own brand identity.
Yeah.
You want a quick way to turn a room around so that when you're looking at Carpool Critics, you know you're looking at Carpool Critics. Option is mountable posters that you can turn over, maybe TVs that have different browning displayed, maybe a curtain.
TV's tough to make look not tacky. I like curtains.
And they reflect. They're hard to shoot.
I also like rolling or sliding, solid backdrops.
We had an idea today that was novel.
Yeah.
A shelf that has memorabilia on it, like a bunch of movie stuff on a shelf, and that stuff is glued to the shelf.
And you just take the whole shelf.
You take the whole shelf off, and you bring in the next shelf with all the gaming stuff on it.
I actually kind of like that. That's a pretty clever idea. I like it. Laura.
That's going to be sweet, though, because we'll have a proper room with proper audio stuff, and it'll be a closed-off room so that we don't need to interrupt filming anywhere else in the building, because that's a big problem we have right now. Right now, the podcast is just in a random office up there, but it's right beside Linus's office. So if they're doing a vlog in Linus's office, we can't do the podcast. And then there's other sets down here where you just can't film in the kitchen while we're filming in the bedroom, for example.
The podcast gets very spirited sometimes. So anyway, we decided to do Contagion, which was a perfect fit because David wasn't able to make it because he's in self-isolation because he was advised that he may have come in contact with a an airport worker, I think. So he came back from our trip to Toronto 2 days or 3 days after me, like just a little bit after me. And that was basically the difference, was it had spread that much more.
And you came back on a Thursday, he came back on a Sunday.
Yeah, and he was advised that he should self-quarantine for 2 weeks. And so to I don't know, I wouldn't say celebrate, but to fill a void.
We needed him because Brandon's on vacation, so we need you then.
So we decided to do Contagion.
Hey, can you click on our YouTube channel? Can you show us the banner and everything?
Sure, look how beautiful.
Show us the thumbnails.
Carpool Critics. Isn't that pink, you know?
You like that pink?
Look at this sexy guy here and James.
Yeah, he's shooting me.
Look at this sexy guy here and Daniel Radcliffe as a boat for whatever reason. that was a weird choice doing this one. I know Brandon really wanted to do it though.
I was happy that we did it actually. And it actually performed pretty well.
All right, cool.
I was afraid an indie movie would just...
This is a super experimental thing for us, but like if it takes off, you know, hey, cool. It's just another way for us to kind of talk to you guys about something other than tech, because believe it or not, we do have lives. I've been tempted at times to, like, you know, integrate badminton into a video in some way.
I know.
We actually had a sponsor that had this product that was like, it was like a...
Like an auto-firing type of birdie dispenser?
No.
Like a robot like that has an arm on it that can rack it.
We actually did do that video. I went to China for that video.
Oh yeah,
a couple years ago.
I watch our stuff.
Anyway, it was this like all-in-one, easy-to-use like live production kit, and so it was kind of like the equivalent of a Nest Cam, but with like an app. So it all went through your phone, so you could do like live switching and stream it. And it was like all wireless or something. And so I was like, oh, that would be pretty cool. So I could just go to like my badminton night and that could be the video, is using this to effectively like broadcast a badminton match. Anyway, they ended up pulling out. I think my suspicion is that the tech just didn't actually work well enough for what we wanted to do. And so they didn't want to send them to us to try it. Every once in a while, those kinds of things will happen. They'll reach out and they'll go like, yeah, we've got all these great capabilities. And we'll be like, yeah, heck yeah, let's use them. And they'll be like, oh, we were actually really hoping you would just unbox it and say it's good.
That's really a fast moving sport. Maybe a pet camera implementation would be better.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, I should really get through our sponsors that actually sponsor us. So Vessi, we got to do the demo.
Oh, I didn't wear mine today.
Oh, that's okay. We got this.
I've been wondering about this demo. What are we doing here?
We're gonna put it on the table so that we actually can they see. Oh, yes, I can.
We'll
just
take that lower third off.
Do that. Hey, got it. Vessi shoes are 100% waterproof using a knit material. The Dymatex material regulates the temperature of your feet. On hot days, it'll keep you cool, and on cool days, it'll help keep your feet warm. They're flexible, they stretch, they're crazy light. Like, they're super light. Like, look, I could throw this at James.
I have a pair of these, and I like them.
There'd be no danger whatsoever, and check this out. I'm going to put it in water. That's right. I'm going to leave this Vessi shoe in water while I do.
Can I do this also?
Yeah, sure.
Because I've seen you do this on WAN Show, and when you pull it out, I'm like, that looks like a wet shoe.
No. So I'm going to leave it in here while we do the rest of our sponsor spots. VessiFootwear.com/LinusTechTips. Also sponsoring the show today. You've overflowed it into my shoe.
How?
when it went over the edge.
When I took it out, it made a wave?
Yeah. Okay.
Well, my hand's still dry.
Whatever. Okay,
man,
you know
that's
what?
Sweet. I didn't realize.
Okay, forget it. My arm's wet now. whatever. It can sit there. Private internet access. Or no, display. Dang it, none of my lower thirds are working. Okay, display, here we go. Over 35,000 artists from 85 countries around the world have contributed to Display. They have over 800,000 unique designs. That number keeps going up.
Including ones of us.
They plant trees. When you buy disc plates, they've already planted over 11 million trees. They use a magnetic mounting system that decreases the risk of damaging your walls and allows you to switch between your disc plates very easily. You'll notice we often have very different ones back there.
You know what we should do?
Yes, sir.
We should try to get like fan-made ones. Like, people should tweet at us their fan art like every week, and we'll pick one, and then that week that one will be the new display.
That's something Hacksmith does a way better job than we do of like compiling fan art. They have just like binders and stuff of just this amazing fan art that people have sent them, and we've had so many
tons of fan
art. Not as much fan art, but a lot of fan memes, which I consider to be an art form, by the way. We have so many fan-made memes that are just outstanding.
How is there not a display of the Linus face?
Yeah, we
what a missed opportunity.
We owe it to ourselves.
Let's get that.
Can it be the one with the gun?
It can be all of
them. There are no tech tips. Take off your clothes.
A little racy, but...
Yeah, well, I don't make the rules. 100-day return policy for a 100% refund, which is kind of nuts. And you can pick between matte and gloss finishes, different sizes and frames for every artwork. They've got the LTT collection. You can use code LTT to save 15% at lmg.gg/displaywhen. The show is also brought to you by Private Internet Access. Private Internet Access won't do anything a VPN can't do. It's not going to protect your credit cards or your passwords or your identity. All on its own, it's just a tool that masks your IP and encrypts traffic on your devices. You need to combine it with other private browsing tools and safe practices to make even savvy websites think that you are somewhere else. It can be used for all kinds of things like saving money on flights. If you were to populate your Plex server with movies that you didn't rip off of a Blu-ray, it makes it so your ISP can't tell you're doing that. So it does lots of good stuff, but we're not going to oversell what it does. Their internet kill switch prevents data from leaking out if you're involuntarily disconnected, and you can try it risk-free with their 7-day money-back guarantee. They've got clients for Windows, macOS, Android, iOS, and Linux, and you can connect up to 5 devices at once. Check them out at lmg.gg/PIAWAN. So you can see how the water's like beaded on there, right? Pretty cool, eh? Actually, oh, there's a little part here where it soaked in a little bit. It's not magic. It's just like it's kind of what would
this
you say?
This one's still dry on the inside.
What would you? Yeah, it's still dry on the inside, but like obviously, eventually it'll leak. But it uses the same kind of concept as like the micro hairs on a bug.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
Where it causes the water to bead.
I think that just means on a micro level, the surface is rougher than the like yeah. What's that? There's a cool name for this. Like. Whatever.
It's a like whatever.
The tensile strength of a bubble.
You know what? Like whatever. Let's talk about at least one more tech topic before we.
We should talk about DX12
because it's pretty late. How long have we been streaming for? Oh wow, we've been going for an hour. We did a whole WAN show and talked about one tech topic. Darn it. DX12 posted by Vegetable Stew on the forum, on their blog. Microsoft calls DX12 Ultimate the culmination of the best graphics technology we've ever introduced in an unprecedented alignment between PC and Xbox Series X.
That's pretty interesting, actually.
It is pretty interesting.
Now, to be clear, this is not a new API.
Yeah.
It's more like a standard feature set.
And that was one of the problems, actually, starting with, I think, actually, I don't know if it really started. DirectX 9 even ran into this, now that I think about it, where you had, like 9B and 9C, and there were all these kind of like optional parts of the spec that some developers would use or some graphics card makers would support and others wouldn't. So basically this is like, okay, we're going back to basics. This is DirectX 12 _2, but we're gonna call it DirectX 12 Ultimate.
And there's branding with it too. So you'll be able to buy PC components that have this branding. And if you buy an Xbox Series X, that's crucial. That console is launching while this API exists. I believe 12 came out halfway through the life cycle of Xbox One. So
yes.
Developers didn't know what features.
You can't go all in on DirectX 12 when you know that there's millions upon millions of devices out there that you're gonna have to do like a DirectX 11 code base for anyway.
So these are the features that you know you're gonna get
path,
if you have that branding. DirectX ray tracing.
Yep.
Variable rate shading, mesh shaders, and sample feedback. Mesh shaders and sample feedback are way beyond me. I don't really understand what they do. Have you tried to look into those?
I am especially not familiar with sampler feedback. This is the kind of thing that we're probably going to have to do. Actually, we should send John a memo. We should do a tech quickie on this. Get him to look into it.
They're quite technical. Like mesh shading, mesh shaders has to do with like the geometry pipeline.
Right.
And like, but the upshot of almost, well, especially those last two, all three of those other than ray tracing, the upshot is that you'll be able to get more performance either by only rendering, like just rendering more efficiently.
Yeah.
Like not rendering parts of the scene that you don't need, or because it's more efficient, you can render higher resolution the things that you do want to see.
DirectX 12 Ultimate is intended to serve as a common baseline for both PC game development and Xbox Series X development. Thank goodness. Like, let's just do away with bad console ports. Now we've got mouse and keyboard support on the Xbox. We've got Xbox controller support on the PC. There's just no excuse for, like, bad navigation through menus and stuff like that, which makes it all the more unbelievable that I bought the Master Chief Collection last week to play some Halo Combat Evolved multiplayer co-op with Luke on my night off, and it was a hot mess.
Like, you, what did they give you, like a cursor that you move with your thumbstick?
No, it's not that bad, but it's just like the way some of the menus are laid out just made no sense whatsoever. Joining a multiplayer lobby was super unintuitive, and it was really buggy. No matter how many times I restarted the game, restarted my system, rebound the action, either to defaults or to something else that I had assigned, there was no way for me to swap my weapon. So I was stuck with the stupid assault rifle the entire time. And I would look down at the weapon I want to pick up, and it would say, hold whatever I had assigned to swap weapons, and no amount of doing it would make it work. Fortunately, we were just kind of dicking around anyway, so we...
that's what you're relegated to.
Yeah, the secret cartographer level, we managed to get the Warthog all the way down to the map room.
Oh my god. Yeah, yeah.
I have screen capture. It's amazing. We're basically pulled up to it like a drive-through because I hit it, and then, I mean, old games, right? Like, just the way that they worked was kind of more cobbled together, so... I activated it, and then there must be some kind of a delay between activating it while the cutscene, like, switches to cutscene mode or whatever, but I was able to turn and get into the hog. So I'm, like, hanging there in the driver's seat.
In the cutscene.
In the cutscene.
This is an in-engine cutscene.
In the Warthog with the secret cartographer looking like a drive-through, like a drive-through window.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Did you ever play Elder Scrolls Morrowind?
I didn't get into Morrowind.
That one was jank. There was a bunch of really steep hills that you're not supposed to walk up or climb, but if you just keep hitting jump while you do it, you can just like glitch
like
your way
edge
up.
Edge your way up.
And get into these stupid spots. Amazing. Someone out there has the same childhood as me.
All right.
Want to do super chats?
Sorry, did I say secret cartographer? Silent cartographer. Sorry.
Sounded weird.
We should do some super chats. If you need to go, that's totally fine. I don't really.
Do you think that GameStop, all these stores are closing. They've been ordered to close. GameStop is like, you know what? We're not closing. All of you chains, you stay open. And if the cops hassle you, show them this memo where we claim that we are an essential service. Yeah. Because people are staying home and working remotely. And they need our software. They need games to play when they're remote. And we're staying open.
This is ridiculous.
If you work there, it's like...
We believe GameStop is classified as essential retail and therefore is able to remain open during this time, the retailer said in a memo to staff. Are you for real? GameStop, you are the least essential thing. No offense.
I think they're probably like, we will go out of business.
Which is a fair point. But like...
Apparently this has been updated and the California stores are closed.
Okay, there you go. Interesting. Apparently people lined up at EB Games today to buy Animal Crossing and Doom?
In Toronto, yeah.
Really?
I think you had to have it pre-ordered, though.
Why are people... Like, oh, man.
Animal Crossing, bro.
Yeah, you know who was saying they were going to play a bunch of Animal... Was it Riley that I was talking to the other day?
I think so. He was making some Animal Crossing references today.
Yeah, I think so. Or it could have been...
Did you play it?
Might have been Mark. I have never played
an
Animal Crossing
game. It's one of those games where people explain it to you and you're like, I don't get it. This is stupid. And then you play it and you're like... I'm not putting this down for 80 hours this weekend.
Huh, okay. I don't need another game like that. I played 6 hours of Anno last night.
Oh, yeah.
I was up until like 3:30 in the morning.
Did you get engineers?
I've got investors now.
Nice.
Yeah.
Did you play Silent Moon?
I never did.
Animal Crossing is kind of close to Silent Moon.
Okay, well, that doesn't do me any good, does it?
It's a farming.
Well, you know what? Farmville.
Harvest Moon! They say Silent Moon.
Oh, I never played. Yeah,
what
I don't know.
What the heck is
that? We're both, well, Silent Cartographer, Secret Harvest.
Oh, my God.
We've got a hidden message here. Linus has a small dick. You know what? Fine. Let's go ahead and show this one. Oh, no, it's got a bunch of other junk in it. But you know what? I'm not going to hide it. I'm not going to hide it.
It's got an Asian wife.
Yeah, I don't want to. Do I need?
It's all relative, baby.
Robert Mayhell says, just closed on a house. What are some good IT / life quality of life improvements for family and kids? Good Wi-Fi. You know what? I spent $1,000 on a Wi-Fi access point like 4 years ago or
really?
Whatever.
Yes. Really?
I bought a Ruckus R700. I spent my own money on it. So many people were like, this is so sponsored. No one would ever do that. Actually, lots of people do them. They're for commercial deployments. Or lots of people do that. It's for commercial deployments. It was the best quality of life improvement that I have made technologically ever. And I would definitely say with confidence that going back, especially now that the performance leaps per generation are not that big, as someone who previously would upgrade every generation, I would say I would skip a generational upgrade and I would upgrade my Wi-Fi instead. I would go back and I would do that 100%.
Wow.
Because the difference between crappy consumer Wi-Fi that drops out or has crappy coverage versus an enterprise Wi-Fi hotspot, especially at the time when I was doing a lot of game stream on my NVIDIA Shield, night and day. Okay. Just the amount of frustration and like, hey, you know, the Wi-Fi is cutting out, like calling me when I'm on a business trip. Like, I can't deal with that.
Okay, so for Robert,
good
though,
Wi-Fi.
What use case does he have to have for that to be worth it for him? Like, if it's only him and his partner and no kids, and if he's not, like, he's not game streaming.
Depends on the size of the house. I would say good Wi-Fi is like if you have a house guest over and you have like crappy Wi-Fi, do you feel obligated?
How embarrassing.
Do you feel obligated to apologize for the crap Wi-Fi in the like guest room? I would.
Maybe.
Like that sucks. Like, well, how are they supposed to? Maybe they don't want to talk to you for, you know, a couple hours. You know, you're a nice guy, James, but I need a break. Need some me time.
You know,
can't go watch my Netflix on my phone. That sucks.
I can't really relate because most millennials don't have guest rooms.
Yeah, fair enough.
Fat cat.
Fat cat. Don't eat me, please.
I would say get a bidet. If you've never used one of those, you've heard of the bidets they have in Korea and Japan. If you've never used one, I would say get one.
You can get them for like $30.
What?
Yeah, the one.
Oh, the.
Well, okay, you don't have to get a super fancy one.
Okay, let me tell my story.
Go ahead.
I went to Southeast Asia.
Fine.
Where they don't have the fancy bidets, but they use like what I call, some people call a bum gun. I call it a butt hose. It basically looks like the vegetable sprayer.
Yeah, okay.
By your kitchen sink.
Yep.
It's by the toilet. You grab it and you spray your butt. I thought that was amazing. I was like, this is better than toilet paper. It's like zero waste. And yep. It's cool. You could argue it's more hygienic. So yep. I got one in my house.
Yep.
It's a little different in Canada because it's not a tropical country where you kind of just dry off really quickly. But we use reusable diapers, so it sprays out. So it has multiple functions. However, I was pretty satisfied with this bum gun. Dennis comes over, and I'm like, you're going to love this. As an Asian, I got your setup in there. You're going to love this. He goes in there. He's like, what the hell is this? No one uses these. They only use it in the, like, Indonesia and Thailand and Philippines and stuff. If you're from, like, Taiwan, like Dennis, like, they have the good ones.
They have a throne.
I went to a hotel in Victoria and used a good one. And they range from, like, $300 to, like, $1,500. Yeah. And first of all, have you sat on a heated seat?
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing. Because you have, like...
I've traveled in Japan.
You have muscle memory for, like, when I hit the seat, it's going to be a little cold shock.
Yeah.
And when you're surprised and that expectation is subverted and it's warm, you're like, whoa, this is a game changer. And then, like, the water is warm and, like, it blows dries your butt. It's sweet.
I had to get... a shuttle picked me up from the airport when I went to Japan for the Omron factory tour. And the shuttle driver didn't speak a lick of English. So when I had to go to the bathroom halfway through this like 2-hour drive, it was real hard for me to communicate. I was like, toilet. Like, I don't know. I was like trying to mime what I needed to do. So he pulls over at what is essentially, as far as I can tell, like a Greyhound station. Like, not like nothing really around it. I go into the bathroom at this thing.
So the building is like the crappiest facilities you would expect.
It's like, I would expect the bathroom to kind of smell. Right. I would expect it to smell like urinal cake at best.
Right.
Okay? It wasn't like a disgusting building or anything, but like, I wasn't expecting a nice bathroom. The toilet was the nicest toilet I had ever sat on in my life, because this is my first Japanese toilet. I was like, it had a heated seat. I couldn't believe it.
It's mind-blowing that this hasn't taken off in the West.
And the funny thing is, like, you don't even need... like, toilet paper and a bidet don't necessarily have to be entirely mutually exclusive, but you can dramatically cut down on the amount of toilet paper that you use with a bidet.
Oh, dude, we have this in our WAN show notes. Yeah. There's a thing on here because of all the hoarding that's been going on with toilet paper. Someone made this awesome website where you can like calculate how long your stash of toilet paper is gonna last you. It's at the bottom.
Okay. Here, I'll go to your screen.
Oh, okay, sure. I have to plug it in.
All right.
HowMuchToiletPaper.com.
HowMuchToiletPaper.com.
Okay, my wife, she doesn't even... How many squares do you use? Do you know the number?
I would say, okay, it depends.
You use depends.
Yeah, it depends. I don't know.
You don't know?
10? 10 or 20?
What?
I don't know. Okay, hold on. What would 10 be? It's like that long. Okay, so that's probably more like 5 or 6.
Dude.
Well, I fold over. I don't like to risk.
Yeah, you fold over, but you can do that with 2, dude. I'm rocking 2. And when I was really aggressive with this, you can do it with 1. You do the fold around 2 fingers. Man, that is unethical of you. That is
All right, I'm being shamed.
That's obscene. 10.
I'm being shamed here. That's fine.
Anyway, you can go onto this website. You can enter how many rolls you have and how many toilet visits per day, and it's going to tell you how long your hoard is going to last. And it looks like the default here, when it says 375% of your quarantine, it's there to shame people who hoarded. But these dimensions are just not enough. You need to hit advanced options, and you can get into squares per wipe and
average
everything.
Number of wipes per trip, sheets per wipe.
Current value, too. That is just, that's for people like me, but I guess, does this scale even go high enough for Linus? There you go, 10, maxed out. Shame.
Okay, no, 10 is too much. That would clog the toilet. So I don't pay that close attention.
I was about to tell a story about how my wife just like grabs like a mitt and dabs herself with it. And then you're just like her. Unbelievable.
Grabs a mitt.
Fat cats.
Please don't eat me. All right. So, wow, that was a long super chat response. We're going to have to go a little bit more quickly here. Ben Quigley says, LTT Folding Team Leader, thanks for the shout out. Yeah. They shouted out wrong last week. They called out the PC Master Race Folding Team. Those guys have got like 4 times as many folders as us. Let's go, boys.
Someone tagged me on the forum being like, PCMR is slaying right now. We need more help. It's like,
Let's do this. Team LTT. Like, I don't know if you guys know this, but the LTT forum has a huge folding team. Like, we are significant. Join the team. Billy C., are you excited about Half-Life Alyx? I am as non-hyped about Half-Life Alyx as I think a VR enthusiast could possibly be.
Are you a Half-Life enthusiast?
I liked Half-Life 2. I played it all the way through.
Did you play the first one?
I did not play the first one. I wasn't really into PC gaming yet at that point.
Yeah, okay.
And I tried to play it, like, after playing Half-Life 2. I was like, oh, yeah, Half-Life 2, I'm sick. I was like, oh, yeah, this is not as good. Which makes sense. I mean, Half-Life 2 was, like, great. I guess for me, as not already a fan of the Half-Life franchise with those memories, with that nostalgia for it, I was so much more impressed by Far Cry. Because it came out of nowhere, launched, like, months before, like, Half-Life 2 kept getting delayed. Doom 3 was... I don't remember if Doom 3 got delayed, but like basically it was all the media hype.
I think Doom did get delayed.
Doom 3, Half-Life 2, this is going to be amazing! And then out of nowhere, this tiny, scrappy Crytek delivers arguably an equally visually beautiful, just way ahead of its time game with this kind of free-roaming level design. I played way more Far Cry than I did Half-Life 2.
Is that game related to Fear? Remember Fear?
I loved Fear. The first one was great.
That was one of the first ones with Havoc. Or was it? I remember the physics being like unreal in Fear.
I don't remember. I'm sorry. Yeah, I don't remember if it was one of the first with Havoc. PCMR for not playing Half-Life. Yeah, I'm sorry. I mean, you know what? I'll play the remake. Didn't the Black Mesa Project or whatever it's called? There's like a reskin of it in Source Engine. I do want to try it. Wow, you can tell how tired I am today. That I was up all night because I get like these kind of rings around my face.
What were you doing?
I was up playing Anno.
Oh, yeah, right.
No, I played for 6 hours yesterday. After I put the kids to bed, I was like, I'm going to go play Anno for a bit.
Oh, when you hate yourself, when you look at the clock and you're like, that's too late, but you keep playing.
And you know what I was talking about? Cutting a lot of junk food out of my diet? I ate an ice cream bar while I was sitting there.
Those are nothing.
One of the mini ones, though. The little Häagen-Dazs one.
Those are nothing.
Those are, like, irresistible to me.
I love ice cream sandwiches.
The almond caramel one, the, like, slight salted caramel almond Häagen-Dazs bar. I talked to my local grocery store because a lot of the time they don't have it in stock. And that's the only time I buy it, because they don't carry that flavor at Costco. Thank goodness. Because if I bought a Costco thing of it and it was like there in my freezer watching me. But anyway, I only allow myself to buy one box at a time, which is 3 bars. And then only when I shop, which I don't shop that often. My job is laundry. And Yvonne does the shopping. I hate grocery shopping.
Oh, really?
Can't do it. Like, I don't like laundry either. But I was like, look, I will do all the laundry in this house if I never have to go grocery shopping.
Laundry's so easy.
Well,
I guess folding.
Yeah, it's easy. Yeah, I fold, and then I have to supervise kids putting it away. So I don't actually have to put it away, but putting it away would be easier than, like, making them do
it. If it was actually my chore and I had to put away my wife's clothes, folding women's clothing sucks. It's all oddly shaped. You're like, what do you do with this?
I can't even tell what this is. It's like some weird shawl. Like, what drawer does this go in? I actually don't put her laundry away.
No.
I supervise the kids. I do mine. My laundry is so simple. If it goes on the top, it goes there. If it goes on the bottom, it goes there. If it goes under either of those two things, it goes here and here. That's it.
We have the same dresser, my friend.
Yeah, I know, right?
I used to have no dresser. That was the move. There's no folding at all. You just go hanger. It's way better.
Really?
If you have a closet for it.
It would take up a ton of space, wouldn't it?
I lived alone.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, all right. What were we even talking about? Half-Life Alyx, I think? Oh, yeah, right. So I said I hated myself. What? Okay, yeah, anyway. Half-Life Alyx. No, I'm actually not that excited about it. Like, I played episode 1. I played episode 2.
You'll be excited when it's here.
They were, like, good, but I don't...
You're going to get it. You're going to get it, though, right?
I thought Portal was better than any of them. There.
That's not a hot take. Portal's great.
Portal's a great game. Fantastic. I found Half-Life 2 a little bit repetitive. Apparently, especially the bit where you're firing around the saw blades in that, like, creepy village or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Is that we don't go to Raven home?
Yeah.
Or whatever?
Yeah. I ended up getting kind of bored at parts of it, but I, like, really wanted to beat it. And, like, some of the segments where you're, like, going around on the bridge, I think it is, you know, like, kind of going, okay, go up this and then over here and, like, down here. It's, like, a lot of hiking around.
Don't play Trespasser.
Never played Trespasser.
A lot of hiking.
Oh, okay.
You know what that game is?
No.
Oh, it's basically like a Jurassic Park game. It's old. It's old, 90s.
I'm going to play it, though, because I get it for free with my Index. So, like...
Oh, nice.
I'll play it for sure.
One more.
Yeah. One more. Sorry, guys. Semyon Lee says, you play on the Index a lot. Have you dealt with it not getting recognized? Like 50% of the time, I have to, like, restart headset after I launch Steam VR. No apparent reason. Doesn't matter if I, like, activate the controllers first or, like, I don't know. It's been like that basically forever.
That reminds me of Android Auto. Ugh! I love Android Auto, but, man, it's so buggy. Sometimes I get in the car and it just, like, I can feel the phone go, like, the phone knows, but then the car doesn't. It only happens in the one car that I have. So brutal.
Thanks, Richard Joy. Sorry, I'm just doing, like, some of the really big ones because I feel really bad if I miss those. Jaff Tech says, we started a new gym a few months ago. This is affecting us a lot. We're offering online personal training. Oh, that's a pretty cool idea.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Way to adapt.
Okay, last one. Astier says, feathers or nylon, Linus? Excuse me? Okay, somebody called me low-key racist or something like that earlier when I was talking about white people badminton. When I say white people badminton, I mean like American, like North American perception of what badminton is. Like, I mean, have you ever heard of the book Stuff White People Like?
Oh, that was a shuttlecock reference, the nylons. I thought it was a fetish thing. I was like,
No. Okay, so Stuff White People Like is this book/blog from, like, ages ago. And it's, like, stereotypical,
like
suburban friggin' white people. Those white people think that badminton is this game that you play in the backyard like this.
Like croquet.
Yeah, and the shuttle's, like, this big, and it's, like, floppy and, like, has a big, like, you know, rainbow-colored... you know, fuzzy, like, foam ball on the end, and, like, that's not the sport that I play. Now, to be clear, there are some places where people with white colored skin do take badminton very seriously. Denmark, for example, has arguably...
Oh, like that jersey in your office. That's like from that Denmark. Jersey.
Yeah, that's Peter Gada, who's was a real innovator when it came to like trickery on the court, trick shots, and he just had a really interesting
play
style.
Are you saying that white people do it the best?
No.
You are racist.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, so Victor Axelsen, really big player for Denmark right now, arguably one of the best. He just won a big tournament over in the UK. There are some British badminton players that are really good, but the powerhouses for badminton are China, Malaysia. Actually, they've got an up-and-coming player that might be able to take Lee Chong Wei's place, but I was going to say, man, maybe not so much for the next little bit, but Indonesia, it's huge. India, absolutely huge. So it's mostly, it's more of a Southeast Asian thing. So that's what I mean. It's like playing for realsies.
Those are South Asian countries, bro.
Yeah, that's true. India's not Southeast. That's a fair point. But it's like, it's huge in Southeast Asia. Absolutely huge. It's really big in Taiwan as well, Korea.
Do they, now, obviously, table tennis, ping pong is huge in China as well. Do they have, like, all the racket sports are huge there, like squash and stuff, you know?
I have no idea. I mean, the thing about China...
How about pickleball?
You've got over a billion people. Pickleball's for old people.
How about it?
How about... It's fun. Have you played?
No.
Oh, it's a blast.
It seems like it's really accessible.
Yeah, they used to move the nets down after one of my badminton sessions at the rec center like 10 years ago, and my doubles partner and I would stay sometimes and play with the seniors because they would bring the nets down and switch it over to pickleball like right after the badminton session.
It's a nice cool down for you.
I actually... Yvonne and I found this great site that's like... It was like 150 things to do on a date. And we were like, you know what would be fun? If we do all of these things.
Oh, cool.
Like one by one, we're just going to do them all. So one of them was...
How far did you get?
Well, we were just starting.
Okay.
Yeah, but one of them was sign up for a class together. And we were like, okay, why don't we do a pickleball class? Because that's like, you know, fun. It's something we know enough about racket sports that we wouldn't be complete derp idiots. But, you know, we'd still be learning something new. And they literally didn't have a session that wasn't like in the middle of the day.
Oh, wow.
Because it really is just, like, seniors only. Like, all the promotional imagery was all, you know, senior citizens. I was like, okay, well, I guess we don't have to play that game. I really did want to play.
I wanted to take a class with my wife one time, and I was like, how will it dance? I've done dance classes in the past, and she was like, I'd rather die. And, like, we were closer to taking calculus together.
Really? Than dance?
Yes.
Ouch. Yeah. Maybe it's just she doesn't want to dance with you.
No, I've seen her. We met on a dance floor.
Did you?
Okay. The extent of her dance is jumping. She'll just jump up and down.
Okay, so she could like go to a Simple Plan concert and not look out of place, but beyond that, not really.
Yeah, maybe. More likely to find her in like Vegas or Ibiza. She used to be into EDM back in the day.
All right.
Is that enough?
Yeah, so in response to your question, feather shuttles, although... That might change. They've actually got a synthetic feather shuttle that they are trialing in top-level tournaments that apparently offers 25% better durability. So they'll go through a lot fewer of them and apparently plays almost identically. I haven't tried one. I really, really want to try a synthetic shuttle or a synthetic feather shuttle. Apparently flies just about identically and should be a lot less traumatic for the geese.
Would they be cheaper?
Feather shuttles are made, they're handmade, which is like, it's kind of shocking that you can get them for like $2.50 or whatever each.
That's China, baby.
When you look at them. But they're handmade and it's only from the feathers from the left wing of a goose.
Left?
Only the left.
Why?
The reason is that it affects the aerodynamics of the shuttle and the way that it spins.
Oh, you want all of them to be consistent and they all spin like one direction.
Right. So they don't kill the geese. But they do pluck them live, and that's apparently...
Traumatic? Sounds pretty bad.
Pretty traumatic. That sounds pretty 10 out of 10 terrible. Can you imagine, like, a goose farm that's just, like... Well, what do you do with it? So you pick all the feathers out of their left arm, and then what? You, like...
Foie gras?
Yeah, I don't know. Would you let them grow back?
Or do you think the geese are just like, please, the other arm! Please, just once the other wing.
Yeah, I don't know.
This one's so calloused.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Anyway, so thanks for... that's it for the WAN Show, guys. it's time for us to go home and enjoy our weekend inside.
There's no jiu-jitsu.
No jiu-jitsu, no badminton. Thanks for watching. See you again next week. Same bad time, same bad channel.
LTTStore.com.
LTTStore.
Follow Tech Quickie. Follow Tech Link. Follow Carpool Critic. Follow LMG Clips.
Don't forget about
Short Circuit.
Short Circuit. Yes. Short
Circuit. What's the seventh channel again?
Linus Cat Tips. Wait. Don't say anything incriminating. End stream.